Daf is a daf chaf test. We're going to try today, at least at the end, to do a quick chazara of the daf in like 30 seconds. We see if we can pull it off. Today's a little bit of a harder daf to do that, you'll see. But either way, let's take it from the bottom of chaf ches amin beis. The Gemara wants to know who was the author of the Mishnah. The Mishnah on daf chaf ches amin aleph had said that there's a distinction between the Isser of Noah of chametz of a goy versus a yisrael. Just to remind yourselves again that the Mishnah says chametz of a nachri she'avar l'va pesach is mutar bana. But chametz shavah pesach of a yisrael is aser bana shenemar lo yir alecha soor. That's the chilk. Who is the one who holds that the isar na after pesach applies to only yisrael's chametz but not to a nachri? So the Gemara now suggests, based on yesterday's daf, we saw three different opinions, three tanaim. Gemara now wants to know money. Who is the author of the masnisim? I Rabbi Yehuda chametz stomach amar afil de nachri. Yehuda holds that chametz shavah leva pesach is aser. He thinks it's aser even if it's owned by a nachri. Yet our Mishnah is mechalik between a yisrael and a nachri. So Rabbi Yehuda cannot be the author of our Mishnah. The Rabbi Shimon, if you think Rabbi Shimon authored our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon holds the yisrael nami mishnah kasher. Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no israhana of chametz shavah leva pesach iafil for yisrael. The Rabbi Yosi Haglili, who's the third and most lenient position. Afil toch zmano nami mishe kashari bana. He holds there is never an isra of chametz even during Pesach. So it can't be either of these three, any of these three opinions. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Shimon, nor can it be Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So who is the author? So the Gemara is now going to present two different suggestions as to who authored the Mishnah. So the first suggestion is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, the other suggestion is going to be Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara first says, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, liolam. Rabbi Yehuda, it's really Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, again, according to Pashup Shah, Yehuda holds is an Isser Chametz, Isser Hana, Acher Pesach, even if it's owned by Nachri. So the Gemara says, Li'olim Rabbi Yehuda, the Yalif Se'or De'achila, Mis'or De'ri'ya. He learned the Isser of eating, and by extension, the Isser of Hana as well, Isser Achila and Isser Hana is learned out from the Isser of Ri'ya of seeing or owning Chametz, meaning, Mas'or De'ri'ya, Shelchat, Iyataroa, Avataroa, Shelchayim, Mishagavoa. If you have chametz, it's only aser to own or have in your possession chametz that's yours. But to have somebody else's chametz in your possession that you could see, having a chayim of goy or of shagavot, that's allowed. So you could have re'iyah, ba'al your re'iyah, does not apply to a nachri's chametz. So now listen to this wild shita. Af se'or de'achila, shelcha yataya ochel, avata ochel shel achayim v'shel gavoa. You can't eat your own chametz, but you can eat somebody else's chametz, even on Pesach. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says, three lines down, V'yalef, what's the one I wanted here? Yeah, V'yalef sor de'achila. Kolomer chametz, de'gave lo ye'achel misor deria. We learn it. U'mutter chemsel shenachri af be'achila afilu be'pesach min ha'torah. This sheet that Rashi says, you could eat, you want to know how to eat chametz on Pesach? You have a nachri's chametz, you can eat it on Pesach. Now, obviously, many Rishonim have a problem with this. Now, some say, well, Rashi, of course, means it's aser midrabanan to eat the chametz, but midraisa, you could eat a chametz owned by Nachri. Tosas doesn't even like that pshat. Tosas says it doesn't make any sense, because anytime you take chametz from Nachri, automatically it becomes yours, right? If you take food to eat, I'm not eating your food. Once it comes into my plate, if I'm a guest at your house, it becomes mine. So it's always going to be mine before it goes into my mouth. You never have a case of a Nachri's food that actually goes into your mouth. So, and a few other questions Tosas asks, the Tosa ends up saying, what's referring to, it doesn't really mean achila. When it says achila, it really means hana. Of course you can't eat a nachri's chametz on Pesach. What it means is, although Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's an isser hana of chametz during Pesach, that's only what you own. But a nachri's chametz is mutter b'hana during Pesach. But don't entertain the possibility that you could actually eat chametz of a nachri on Pesach. So that's a machlokas, Rashi, and Tosa. Either way, we have this chiluk, that only, just like Ba'yira only applies to your chametz, not to a goy's, so to the Isra Achila, or the Isra only applies to your chametz, not to a goy's chametz. So now the Gemara says, back inside, now really, Ubedin, Hudibar Le, Le Misna, Yafilu Ba'chila, Nami Shari. Now, our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah only talks about the Isra and the Heter Na, it should really speak the most extreme case, according to Rashi, they're even allowed to eat the chametz, right? The Mishnah says, after Pesach, you can only get Hana from the chametz of a nachri. It should really say, you could even eat the nachri chametz. It should have said that, you're right. Da'afilu ba'achila na'mishari. However, v'ayidi d'tani d'yisrael aser bana, since he wanted to teach us that a yisrael's chametz is aser bana, they wanted to say consistent, tani nami nachri is mutter bana, but ein hachanami, you really could eat the chametz of a nachri after Pesach. Uvedinhu, the barley the misay dafil basoch zmana. It should have even said, even during the zmana Pesach, it's mutter bana. You're allowed to get hana of a nachris chametz. Ve'aydi the tani the Yisrael lachas zmana. Since he was telling us about the din of after Pesach, we saw tani nami the nachri lachas zmana. So just for consistency, the Mishnah it taught a less chiddush of a case of a nachri, but the real din is a nachris chametz. On Pesach, it's mutter b'ana, and perhaps even mutter b'achila. That's how we know Rabbi Yehuda is the author. That's the first shot. That's Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara says, Rava Amar Liolam Rabbi Shimon. He argues, and said Rabbi Shimon really argues, it really is the author of the Mishnah. So we're going to see in just a second, just to kind of foreshadow. Obviously, Rava takes a different take on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. He does not think Rabbi Yehuda is so mekel. Rabbi Yehuda is very, very machmir. So Rava says, really, Rabbi Shimon authored our Mishnah? So what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon is the one who held that really it's mutter b'ana achar Pesach. But he says, Rabbi Shimon, kansa, kanis, he made a penalty, penalized people for keeping chametz afterwards, hov avar leh b'bayirah b'ayimate. Mikra din. If Reuven owns chametz during Pesach, he violated an avera. But after Pesach, his chametz mutter now. That's fine. Mikra din. Rabbi Shimon said they created a penalty, a knas, that if you own chametz after Pesach, then you get an Isser, so it's only an Isser, Midir Banam. That Knas only applied to a Yisrael, not to Chametz owned by Nachri. So that's the big discussion, where you could buy after Pesach, where it's allowed based on this discussion of Rabbi Shimon. There's a big, big discussion, Rishonim Poskim, exactly the gather of these applications. Is the Isser Knas only on the owner, the one who owned the Chametz, but others, maybe it would be Mutter? Or no, the Knas even extends itself to others. We assume the Knas applies to everybody, whether you owned it or not owned it. Otherwise, we had no problem buying from any other place. You could go to Target all you want, because we don't own it. So the Knas of the Chametz applies to every Jew. They cannot get benefit from a Chametz that was owned by a Jew throughout Yom Tov. A very interesting Shaila, who the raises. When exactly does a Knas kick in? Does it kick in on Pesach itself? Or does it kick in only after Pesach's over? What's the difference? On Pesach, it's already Usser. So who cares whether it kicks in on Pesach or after it? So he creates the following din. Let's say Reuven owns Chametz. Reuven dies. So he leaves Chametz behind. Now, his children are not Yorish yet. Why not? Because you can't be Yorish Isser Chametz. So it's kind of like hanging out there. Now they're Yorish after Pesach's over. So he wants to know if the Knas only kicks in after Pesach's over, well, they shouldn't be penalized because they didn't own it. No one owned it. It was ownerless. But if it kicks in on Pesach, when Reuven owned it, when he was alive, the Knas was there, even though it didn't have any impact yet. And even though he died, it carries through over. So he has this discussion, the Nod Behuda and other posts. Either way, there's a Knas, according to Rabbi Shimon, and he is the one who authored this Mishnah, that the Knas only applies to a Chametz of a Yisrael. It does not apply to the Chametz of a Nachri. Now the Gemara says, so we have these two different Pshatim of the Mishnah. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a real Isser Midiraisa, or it's Rabbi Shimon, it's just an Isser Midirbanim. So Bishma, this makes sense. Halfway down, Kuf Chavtes, rather, Amun Aleph, Bishma, the Rava. Rava is the second shot that Rabbi Shimon authored the Mishnah. I understand. Hainu dekatani shall Yisrael aser mishum shenemar lo yeira. Lo yeira is the explanation of why is there knas. Why is there knas? Because bal yeira. Because he owned the chametz during Pesach. That is the impetus for making the pasak, the knas. So that's why they brought that pasuk. Ela le Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who said that there's an iser even in terms of the eating mishum lo yeachel chametz bibarle. It should really be a different pasuk. The Mishnah should have invoked. It should have brought in Lo Yeachel Chametz, not the Pasuk of Lo Yirah. Mi Svaris Aseifakai. Who said the Pasuk Lo Yirah is referring to the Seifa, the case of the Seifa? Really, Areshakai is referring to the Resha, meaning it's not explaining why Nachri's Chametz is Mutter, it's explaining why a Yisrael's Chametz is Aser. Now this makes sense. V'hachi Kamar. Chametz Shal Nachri, She'avar Lava Pesach Mutter Bana. If Chametz owned by Nachri, after Pesach's over, it's mutter b'ana. Why? Mishum shenemar lo yera lachas shelcha yataroa avataroa shelachem v'shagavol v'yalev sor dachila misordiria. And now we can go ahead and learn. Once we establish that bayira creates the chilik between a Yisrael's chametz versus a Nachri's chametz, we can now extend that even to the inyan of achila. The same chilik applies that only the chametz I own is aser b'achila, but the chametz of a Nachri is actually Mutab Achila. But Bayira is really the starting point of the conversation of where the Isser Achila takes place. So that works out for both Rava and Rav Acha's understanding of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, the Azda Letaimayu. They both go Lishitaso, meaning Rav Acha Bar Yaakov versus Rava, they both go Lishitaso. Let's say outside for just a second. According to Pashup Shad is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's asr to have chametz after Pesach, bein Yisrael, bein Nachri. It's asr after Pesach. That's the Pashup Shad. Rav Acha's Mechadish said, no, you can make a chiluk even with Rabbi Yehuda, that the isr applies only to a Yisrael chametz, but not to a chametz owned by Nachri. So now the Gemara says, V'azil Tamayu, that we have Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tamayu, the Golashitasam, Ditmar, we have the following din. Ha'ochel se'or shel nachri she'avar alav ha'pesach. So let's say a person eats the se'or, the type of chametz, the yeast, that was owned by Nachri. He was owned by Nachri on Pesach. He eats it afterwards. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda, in Rabbi Yehuda's world, is that a problem or not? Rav Amar Loke, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loke. Rav then thinks to get malchus. Why? Rav, who's the second opinion of the Gemara, takes Rabbi Yehuda according to face value. And that means, Rabbi Yehuda thinks the iser hana of chametz applies bein Yisrael, bein Nachri, afilu shavar la Pesach. And that's why Rav holds one gets malchus. Rav Acha bar Yaakov felt, no, Rabbi Yehuda is mechalik. The only iser hana applies to a Yisrael's chametz, but not to a Nachri's chametz, and therefore one who eats sor shel Nachri, achar char Pesach, will not get malchus. So Gemara explains, Rav Amar Loke, why does Rav think you get malchus? Freeing the sor of a Nachri after Pesach, because lo yalef Rabbi Yehuda sor dachila, bisor deriyah, he does not hold of the gezer shav above. The Rabbi Yehuda learned achila from Bayira, which means only Bayira has a chilek of lecha. Verse Achayim. But Achila does not have that chilek. Achila applies bein Nachri, bein Yisrael, and therefore there's Malkos on Chametz Shavuot Pesach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Ein Elokei, one does not get Malkos on eating the Sor Shel Nachri because he does Yalav, he does learn the Sor D'Achila Misor D'Riyah. And just like there's a chilek of Lecha, verse Achayim by Bal Yera, there's also a chilek between Achila of Lecha, verse Achayim, and therefore there were not be Malkos for eating the Sor Shel Nachri Shavuot Pesach. Well, we saw yesterday that I don't think Rabbi Yehuda felt that there was karis afterwards. Did he say there were karis? He said that when it comes to chametz achar Pesach, it's only a lav. There's no karis in that case. Yeah. Okay. Gemara now says, after having this whole discussion, Hadar Bei Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Me'ahi. Rav Acha actually retracted from his pshat. His initial pshat, again, that Rabbi Yehuda was only mechalik, he's mechalik of this Isra Achila Hana only for chametz of Yisrael, not chametz of Nachri, he's going to retract. We're going to bring a brisa. We're going to bring 8 different pshatim of this brisa. One of the pshatim is going to be Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It's going to indicate they retracted. So be a little patient. We'll get to see how he retracts. But that's what we're going to get to. So Gemara said, what's the brisa? How we know Rav Acha bar Yaakov retracted? The Tani, the brisa teaches us. Ha'ochel chametz shel hektesh b'moed ma'al v'yeshamim lo ma'al. Guy is chametz, and the chametz is hektesh. So normally we know hektesh is subject to me'ila. One that violates hektesh, you get me'ila, you bring a carbon. But now it applies to chametz. So why would there not be any iser me'ila for eating chametz? We know there's a concept, and you referred to before, but not in the same context. Kimle b'derabim minei. Kimle b'derabim minei means if there are 2 punishments, the stronger punishment wipes out the smaller punishment. So let's say a person shoots an arrow and kills Reuven, and he also tears his shirt. You don't have to pay for the shirt, because the greater punishment, kimle b'derabim minei, take the greater punishment, the chiyuv of killing him, the murder, the mises bezdin, overrides the obligation to pay. So the greater punishment overtakes the smaller punishment. So when a person eats chametz, that's karis, and there's a smaller punishment of paying the me'ila, the carbon to the me'ila. So the greater one, karis, can wipe out kimle b'derabim minei, the smaller punishment. So that's a machlokas. Why would that be a machlokas? So the Gemara again says, D'tanya, ha'ochel chametz shel hektesh b'moed on Pesach itself, ma'al, he gets me'ila even though there's also karis. V'yeshomim lo ma'al, others say, there is no me'ila because karis, we say, kimle. In other words, there's a machlokas whether or not we say kimle b'derabimine by karis. I'll explain some of the svar. The svar is, there's a big lumnus, the third parak of Eilon Naros and Ksubas talks about all these sugyas. So one pshat is based on Risha Achas, the pasuk says, only one punishment. So Bezdin only has the authority to give one punishment, they can't give 2 punishments. It's a gzeirah kasev, the hands are tied. So that only applies, everyone agrees, by Mrs. Bezdin, certainly applies. But karis, Bezdin doesn't give out karis, it's not in their hands. So some say karis would not be subject to the limitation of kimle, and there can be karis in addition to a violation of me'ila. While others say the lumnus would be as follows. It's not about Bezdin's ability or restrictions to give out punishments, it's about how to define a ma'isa. When I shoot the arrow, or someone shoots the arrow, Reuven, is that defined as a ma'isa, a murder, or that defined as a tearing his shirt. Which one is it? So sometimes a maisa can be defined as two different actions. Sometimes it can be defined as one action. So depending how you look at kimle, might dictate whether or not kares is subject to it or not. So if I eat chametz on Pesach, I can only define the maisa one way. Either I did chametz or I did milah. So then it has to be one. It's only chametz because that's a greater iser. But if it's a bezdin handing the tithe hand, bezdin only gives that one. They're giving out the requirement of milah. Kares comes from Shemayim. That's not a steer to each other. So that really is what explains this machlokes from Beis and the Rishonim, whether or not there's me'ilah by eating chametz on Pesach or not. So Gemara explains as follows. Man Yishavim, who's the opinion who holds that there is no me'ilah when one eats chametz, when it's from chametz on Pesach? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechuna ben Akana, he is the Tana, who holds that kimle applies even when there's kares. Kares wipes out the lesser punishment. Desanya, Rabbi Nechuna ben Akana, haya oses yom kippurim, kishabes, Litashim. He equated the din by Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Shabbos, we know the punishment is Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin, certainly, you apply Kimle. So a person murders or violates Shabbos and causes damage, so then he certainly is pater from Tashumim, because Skila of Shabbos overrides the Tashumim. But by Yom Kippur, would it apply? Yom Kippur is not Mises Bezdin, Yom Kippur is Karis. But Rabbi Nechunim ben Akana equates Yom Kippur and Shabbos legabi Tashumim in the case of Kimle. Ma Shabbos mischai benafsha upater min Tashumim, the Mischai ben Asho, the Mises Bezdin, overrides any punishment of paying. Afim Kippurim, Mischai ben Asho, Upatim Mitashumim. So he is the one who holds, so too the kares of eating chametz overrides the requirement to of Mila. So that's the Machlokas, the two opinions in the Brisa. But now the Gemara is going to go through again another seven or so Pshatim as what is the Machlokas, whether or not there's a Mi'ilah by chametz or not. So the first Pshat is Kares, but Kimle with Rabbi Minei. That's the first explanation. Second explanation is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, last five lines of the Amud here, Rav Yosef Amar, Bipodin es akadshim lachilim leklavim kemiflagi. In other words, in general, if I have, forgetting Pesach for a moment, if I have a kadshim animal here, and let's say it gets a balmum. So if it has no balmum, I have an animal, a cow, I set aside as a chatas, let's say. So I can't be poda chatas unless it gets a balmum. So now it has a balmum, it loses a leg, let's say. So I can be poda. I take the animal, I'm poda into money, that money is now used for buying another chatas. For that animal, however, what can I do with that animal? Is that animal mamash chulin? Or there's some little, leftovers of kedusha to it? What's the difference? Can I now feed it to my dogs? It means it's mamash or nothing. Or no, you have to still treat with some level of respect. So Gemara says, that's a machlokas, that some hold, you can be poda and throw it to the dogs, there's no kedusha anymore. Oh no, you can't aim poda in the klavim. So what's the relevance here? On Pesach, if I'm poed to my chametz, what can I do with my chametz? I can't eat my chametz. It's for us or for me. The only option is to throw it to the dogs, the stray dogs. Is that allowed? Can you be poed it? So if you can be poed it, leklavim in general, that means there's a certain value of chametz on Pesach. A kachem mecha has that value to the stray dogs. But if I can't do it, that means there is no value to it, and there it would not be subject to milah. Let's read the Gemara, then I'll read the Rashi, and then this will, I think, come together. Rashi, the Gemara first says, Rav Yosef Amar, Podin es akachim lachilon leklavim kamiflagi. Man damar ma'al, one says that it is subject to mila. Chametz on Pesach subject to mila. Because kasavar podin es akachim lachilon leklavim, you can be podet and speed to the dogs, which means there's value. If there's value, I'm subject to mila. Uman damar lo, the one who holds in lo ma'al, kasavar ain podin, I can't redeem hekdesh to give it to the dogs, which means there's no purpose, there's no value for chametz on Pesach, and therefore if there's no value, I can't be subject to mila. So let's look at Rashi just to hopefully make it a little bit clearer even. Rashi says, Rav Yosef Amar, around 10 narrow lines up. I have a sevir lahanach, I'm going to read this without explaining too much here. I have a sevir lahanach tanai k'Rabbi Shimon, damar toch zmano aser b'hano, duchli yama moda depater b'hol, v'hashta, mia lo chaziv lav mamonohu. Fine. Avagav the sofa gorimhu, the mamon l'achar Pesach. We'll ignore that piece now. Elo aliba de Rabbi Yosef Aglili Pligi, within his world, damar toch zmano nami shari b'hano. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds you could get hana during Pesach from chametz. Ubepodin kodshim lachim leklavim kamiflagi. Man damar mal shavar deroy hayab osa shal liftos lachilas klavim. I could redeem the chametz and give it to my dogs. So therefore, there's value and bar damahu and subject to mila. That's the machlokas. Okay, and the one who holds you can't be poda to klavim. That means there's no value and therefore it would not be a violation of mila. That's the second pshat. Next pshat. Oh, sorry? Exactly, right. That's the machlokas.
This if it doesn't have value, you can feed it to dogs.
No, if it doesn't have value, I mean, if I cannot feed it to dogs, okay. that means it has no value to me. It's purpose. It's worthless to me. If it's worthless, that means there's no mila. Mila is only where you take something of value. If I don't violate, if I violate, if
you
I take,
can't have mila if there's no value.
Exactly. But we're saying the value is dependent on whether I can give it to my dogs or not. If I can give it to my dogs, that's value to me. If I can't give it to dogs, it's nothing. It's worthless. I can't use it for anything, and therefore, if there's no value to it, it would not be subject to mila. Mila. Why know whether there's a mila here or not? That's the question. Is there mila or not mila?
How does that affect
chametz? Chametz will define whether or not it's subject to mila.
And this is assuming right now that the only hanah you can get is by feeding to a dog mm-hmm. food. Because if you have some other type of hanah, this would be...
Exactly. Well, I couldn't eat it. If it's a ba'mum,
if you could burn it and smell it, I don't know, whatever it is, if you could use some other way to get enjoyment out of it. The premise right now is that food is either you or the dog.
Exactly. Good question. Meaning, is there, can there be another case that won't be bizarre to the kachim that might have some value? It's a good question. I don't know. But you're right. So now, the third shot of this price is Rav Acha bar Rava. Not Rav Acha bar Yaakov yet. There's Rav Acha bar Rava. Tanalei, he taught the explanation of the machloka is going on with Amud Beis now. La Shmaisa, Mishmeid Rav Yosef, the name of Yosef, Beha, Lishna, the following way. The Chulyama ain't podinis a kachim la chilam the klavim. Everybody agrees. You cannot redeem kachim to feed it to my dogs. B'hacha, b'hakamithli, they're arguing about the following. B'davar ha-gorim l'mamon k'mamon dami. A completely different topic now. If you could cause an indirect damage to somebody, an example, a classic example is if I have a star of yours, it says you're owed $1 million. I burn it. Now that star had worth a couple cents, worthless. But what it could cause you a loss of collecting $1 million now. So that's what's called a davar ha-gorim l'mamon. Is that considered mammon itself? Do I owe you now $1 million? Or no, that's indirect. I only owe you 10 cents. So the Gemara says, that's the machlokas here. B'davar ha-garm the mammon k'mammon dami. Man damar ma'al, the one who says there is me'ila here, k'savar davar ha-garm the mammon k'mammon dami. Even though currently, right now, the chametz is worthless. Everybody holds, I cannot redeem it to give it to my dog, so there's no value right now. But when Pesach's over, it will have value to me. So burning it now will cause me a loss of money after Pesach's over. That's considered dummy, mamon dummy, and therefore it would be subject to mi'ila. Man damar loma, the one who holds there is no mi'ila, kesavar, davar, hagar, the mamon, lav k'mamon dummy, causing an indirect damage is not considered value, and therefore would not be subject to mi'ila. Because since right now, the chametz is worthless, even though it's going to cause you a big loss after Pesach, but right now, we look at it right now, there is no value, and therefore no mi'ila. That's the third shot of the brisa. The fourth shot, which is why he brought this discussion, which is Rav Acha bar Yaakov himself. This is where we see that he retracts. This is again shot number four. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar, d'chuli alma davar hagarm the mamon kimamon dami. When you cause some type of indirect damage, you are responsible and it has value. V'hacha b'plugsa the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon kamithli. They're arguing about this very point of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon with respect to the iser hana achar Pesach. Meaning what? Man damar lo ma, the one who holds the ears no mila. Kribi Huda, because he holds that there is an Isser, Isser Na, and therefore there's Isser Na after Pesach. There's no value to the Chametz at all. I can't give it to my dogs. That's why there's no Me'ila. Man Damar Maal, Kribi Shimon, the one who holds that there is Me'ila, because he holds like Kribi Shimon that after Pesach it's all Mutterbana, so there's value. In a few days there'll be value to it, and therefore there is Me'ila even now. So Gemara says, but wait a second. How can Kribi Huda hold that the Chametz is a Mutter, is Asrbana after Pesach? Didn't he learn on Amud Aleph? Rabbi Yehuda, Yalv Seor D'Achila Misor D'Riya, that it was only true that this Isar Na Legabe, the Chametz owned by a Yisrael, but the Chametz owned by a Nachri is not subject to the Isar Achila and Isar Na after Pesach. But how come here he says across the board that any type of Chametz is Asir, but not even after Pesach? Must be Ella, Hadabe Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he retracted. I mean, even though Amud Aleph, he said there's a Chilik, when it comes to chametz, shavu l'va Pesach, here he does not have a chilek, and across the board again, Yehuda holds all chametz, bein Yisrael, bein Nachri, has an isra na afilo l'achar Pesach, and that's why we brought this brisa. But we're not done with explaining the brisa. Now we could, again, answer that question. We're going now on to shot number five of the brisa, and this is the final one of the brisa. Ravashi, amar d'chul yama, ein podin, everybody agrees you cannot redeem hekdesh to serve to your dogs. And also, v'davar, Hagorim lemamon lab kimamon dami. Also, indirect damage is not subject to any. It's not called value. It's not called money. V'hacha b'plugsa the Rabbi Yosi Haglili Rabbanon kimifli. They're arguing about whether or not on Pesach itself there's an isra or not. Man damar mal, the one who holds that there is a milah, holds like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that that even on Pesach, chametz has a heterna, which means there's value even on Pesach. So if one is mal on chametz, according to Yossi Glili, there's a hana there, and one would violate milah. But man damar lo mal, the one who holds that there is no milah, because he holds like Rabbanan, which is how we paskin, that there is a hana, iser hana on chametz, even a toch Pesach. And that's the fifth shot of this price. And now, as if that wasn't that wasn't a walk in the park either, but the rest of the daf will also be a little bit tricky now, talking about different permutations of mixing chametz, bimin, shlovimino, mashu, and no sin tam. So a number of different permutations, toch Pesach, lachar Pesach. So we'll just try to take it and walk through it very, very slowly today. Okay. Amar Rav. And we're going to present three different shittas, by the way, in each of these different permutations. So we're talking like, if you want like a flow chart, there's like probably 12 different permutations we're going to be working with here. Maybe even more, actually. So Amar Rav. Rav says, chametz bizmano, if you have chametz in the zman, which means on Pesach, bein bimino, bein shlo bimino. Mino here means, when chametz is mixed with matzah, it's min in terms of the same type. You can have matzah from wheat and chametz from wheat. So the min means the same type. So let's say chametz is mixed, wheat chametz is mixed with wheat matzah. Shlo bimino means a different type. You have chametz from wheat mixed with matzah from spelt, let's say. So that's shlo bimino. So chametz bimin, chametz that's mixed in together of the same type but matzah, or bein shlo bimino, or a different type of matzah, it's aser. We'll see why. Shlo bimino, if it's after the zman of Pesach, if it's bimino, if it's mixed with the same type, it's aser. But if it's shlo bimino, it's mutter. So now we have to explain all this. B'mayaskin, what are we talking about here? Ilema benosin tam, if the chametz is giving tam. Right? If I have a chametz in a mixture, whether it's bimino, whether it's mixed with a different type of min, if it's giving tam, shlo bizmano, if it's not in the right time, meaning if it's after Pesach, shlo bimino, if it's not the same min, mutter, would anyone say mutter? Ha yav taima. The klal is that when an iser gives tam, if you have like milk fall into chulin, so the basic klal is, if the milk gives taste to the chulin, it's aser. If it doesn't give taste, it's mutter. Now, how do you know? Well, typically, we'd give a goy to taste it, and they could taste it, but we don't trust them anymore. They're not professionals, we don't know, so we have to rely on 60. If there's 60 times chulin to milk, that tells us there's no tam anymore. That's how we measure it. But here's well, chametz, if there's no same tam, then it's aser. Whether or not it's mixed with the same type, the different type, whether it's Pesach or after Pesach, we can have chametz after Pesach's over. If it's no same tam in anything, that's certainly going to be aser. So it can't be a situation where the chametz that falls into some mixture, it's no sin tam, that's usher even after Pesach's over. So it can't be a no sin tam case. Ella, b'mashu. It must be where a small crumb of chametz fell in, but I can't taste it. That's what Rav is talking about here. So Rav is talking about. Let's explain now. So now the Gemara says, if it's a mashu of chametz falls in, if it's bizmano, if it's a mashu of chametz on Pesach itself, bein b'mino, bein shlo b'mino, it's usher. It's usher no matter what. If you have a huge pot of whatever it is, a huge pot of chulent, Pesach chulent, a huge pot of soup, tiny crumb falls in, no one would ever taste it. Impossible to taste. Chametz mashu falls in, it's aser on Pesach. Let's push it. How do we know? Because Rav Latamei, the Rav and Shmuel, both Rav and Shmuel hold, we're concerned with the Shita's Rav right now. Damri Tavayo, both of them are of the opinion. Kol Isurim Sheba Torah, Bimino Bimashu. Any Isur in the Torah, forgetting Chametz, all Isurim. If it falls in the same type, filu mashu, it's aser. If you have a nevela, let's say you have a cow, that falls into a kosher cow mixture, it's aser. The reason why is because there's no same tam. It tastes the same. You can't be mechalik if it's the same type. You and I cannot taste the difference between a nevela cow and a kosher cow. It just means that one was shechted, one wasn't shechted, but the meat tastes the exact same. So there's no concept of the same tam when it comes to the same min. So the only thing we can really talk of is a mashu. So if a mashu chametz falls into a thing of matzah, the same, they're both wheat, they're both the same min, even if it's shlo b'mino, it's aser b'mashu. So that's why. So again, Rav Latame, the Rav Shmuel, Damri Tavayo, both of them hold, kol yisum sheba Torah b'mino b'mashu, but if it's shlo b'mino, if it's a different type, if it's, let's say, chametz of wheat that falls into matzah of spelt, they taste different, then it's b'no sin tam. Then you have to have the flavor. That's where it's relevant. So now the Gemara explains further. Now, Rav is gazar chametz bizmano shlo bizmino. Bizmano shlo bimino, rather. Rav is gozer. Now, even though Mikra din, when it comes to shlo bimino, you need to have no sin tam to create the iser, he was gozer even a mashu of chametz. So if chametz falls in of wheat into spelt matzah, Midrash it's mutter, but he was gozer, even in that case should be usher as well. He was gozer, chametz bizmano, shlobimino, atu mino. Because of the case of if the chametz mashu fell in its same type, where it's usher deraisa, he was gozer mashu even if it's a different type. And now, shlobimino, when it's Pesach is over, bimino usher, if it's the same type, it's usher, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz shavla Pesach is usher even after Pesach is an isser. So that's if it's the same min, it's aser. The shalob bimino, but if it falls in, chametz falls into a different type, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why wasn't he gozer on shalob bimino shel achar Pesach? The shalob bimizmano, shalob bimino, atu mino kol ha'lo makazrinam. To make a gzera on the case of chametz falling into shalob bimino, and also shalob bimino, that's right, too far-fetched, he did not make a gzera. So let's say, after Pesach is over, if a mashu of chametz falls in, that was, let's say, chametz that was aser. Shavla Pesach falls into a big vat of soup. That won't be aser if it's a mashu, because they didn't make a gzera such a case. They only made a gzera on Pesach itself, but not a gzera afterwards. So just recap one more time. Rav holds. Chametz mashu is aser if it falls in the same type. If it falls in a different type, it's aser only b'no same time. But there it goes there. Even shalom amino would be aser in mashu, but that gzera was only true on Pesach, but la'achar Pesach, they did not extend the gzera. That's all Shita's Rav.
Okay.
That's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
So according to
he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he said, the Gemara says.
Because otherwise it would be a gezerah and a gezerah also.
Yeah. So now, comes along Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, his pshat is different. Shmuel Amar, chametz bizmano bimino is aser, shlo bimino is mutter. If you have a mashu of chametz that falls into its same type, wheat chametz into wheat matzah, so that's aser bimashu. But if it falls wheat chametz into spelt matzah, it's actually mutter if it's only mashu. Now, shalom bizmano, if it fell in after Pesach is over, bein bimino, bein shalom bimino, whether it falls in the same type, wheat and wheat, or a different type, wheat and spelt, it's mutter. Fine. So that's, Shmuel is very makel. The only time it's aser is chametz bimino bizmano. That's the one area that's aser for Shmuel. Why? So Gemara says chametz bizmano bimino aser, because Shmuel atame, derav Shmuel, dami tevaya, both of them hold, kol yisurim shabatora, bimino asurim bimashu, it's aser even in a mashu. And shalom bimino, it's aser only if it's benosin tam. Fine. So now, Rishmuel was not gozer the case of shalom bimino bimashu. Gemara explains. Shalom bimino, atu mino, the gzera of shalom bimino of mashu, because of the mino, lo gaza, he didn't make a gzera. And then certainly, shalom bimino, if it's after Pesach, bein biminon, bein shalom bimino, whether it's the same type or not, he wasn't gozer at all, mutarim, because he had like Rabbi Shimon, that after Pesach, it's completely mutar. So that's Shmuel Shita. I told you, this is tricky Gemara. Now we have a third shot of an Amora, how all the Chametz Bimino, B'Shul Bimino works out. This is a Shita Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chametz Bizmano, he yelled, on a Deraisa level, Chametz on Pesach, Bein Bimino, Bein Shul Bimino is Aser, B'no Sintam. He argues on Rav and Shmuel. Well, Rav and Shmuel held a Mashu Aser, he held only No Sintam is Aser. So he held if Chametz fell in the same type, wheat and wheat, or a different type, wheat and spelt, it's only usher if it's no sintam, if it gives flavor. And if it's shalom bezman, if it's not the right time, if it's after Pesach, bein b'minan, bein shalom b'minan, it's mutter. So Gemara explains, chametz bezmano on Pesach itself, it's usher, bein b'minan, bein shalom b'minan, bein no sintam, has to give flavor, because Rabbi Yochanan letamei, Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lakish, damer tevaya, both of them hold, kol isurim shebatora, bein b'minan, bein shalom b'minan, bein no sintam. He thinks every time it's olzi, always no sintam. And shalom bizmano, bein bimino, bein shalom bizmano, bein bimino, bein shalom bimino, mutarn k'rabbi Shimon. In other words, this three way machlokas between Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochan are hinging on two different debates. One debate is Issa Chametz Mashu, or is it Nosin Tam? And also, is there an Issa of Chametz after Pesach like Rabbi Yehuda, or there's no Issa after Pesach like Rabbi Shimon? And there's different combinations. That's how we create these three different cheetahs. Let me just recap really quickly. Those who want to stay, could stay. Those who don't. But the Gemara said we had who was the author of the Mishnah who held that there is an Isra of Chametz after Pesach only for Yisrael and not for Goy. So first of all, Achabar Yaakov says it's Rabbi Yehuda because he learned from Seor only Shalchaz Aser, not Shalchayim, and therefore the Isra not only applies to a Chametz of Yisrael, not a Goy. Then we had the Shita of Rava who held, no, it's Rabbi Shimon who held that it's Mutterbana entirely after Pesach, but they made a penalty that Knas was only for a Yisrael's Chametz, not for a Goy's Chametz. And then the Gemara said there's a machlokas whether or not how they understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita in general. And then we said really Rabbi Acha Bar Acha Yaakov retracted based on the five pshatim of the Brisa of whether it's Me'ilah on Hekdesh and Pesach or not. First question, first pshat was whether or not we say Kimlei by Karis. Second pshat was whether you're pulled into Hekdesh and Laklavim. Third pshat was whether or not we say Mamon Hagorm Davar Gorm the Mamon is Kamamon Dami. The fourth pshat was whether or not you say like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon in terms of the Isana after Pesach, and that's where we saw Rav Acha retract. And the fifth shot was whether or not we hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, whether Pesach itself is Mutter Bana or Asbana. Then we had three pshatim of Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan about Chametz on Pesach and after Pesach, Bimino and Shlo Bimino. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.